Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
It's a joy to be here in Texas.
很高兴来到德克萨斯。
I found out Richmond is just about as warm as Texas.
我觉得弗吉尼亚跟德克萨斯一样的热。
But it's a real blessing to be here.
来到这里实在是很蒙福。
First of all, I want to thank the brothers and sisters for the kind invitation.
首先，我愿意感谢弟兄们邀请我。
Linda and I appreciate being here among you, dear saints.
Linda 和我非常的感激能够有这个机会来这边跟众圣徒相聚。
Now, before I came, our brother Philip Jong told me something.
我来到之前，钟弟兄有跟我讲。
He said there would be many familiar faces.
他告诉我，我可以遇见很多熟悉的弟兄姊妹。
We are thankful for the ones we know here.
我们为着我们曾经认识的弟兄姊妹感谢主。
Particularly, there are many from Houston we know here.
特别是在休斯顿的弟兄姊妹。
And we're thankful for the ones we'll get to know here.
我们也为着将要认识的弟兄姊妹感谢主。
I would be wrong if we didn't thank Yaquan and Ming for receiving us so graciously before the conference.
我也感谢在会前在接待我们的弟兄和姊妹。
I understand it was just a short month ago they moved from Minnesota down here.
大概不到一个月之前他们从明尼苏达搬到这里。
And they were very gracious hosts and we thank them.
他们是非常有恩典的主人。
Now if you would turn with me to Acts chapter 11.
请我们一起翻到《使徒行传》十一章。
This is a story many of you may already know.
许多人对这段圣经很熟悉。
It concerns Antioch and Barnabas.
这是关于到安提阿和巴拿巴的故事。
Now while we're together this weekend,
当我们这个周末聚集的时候
，I don't want us to look at this as a history lesson.
我不愿意这个只是成为一个历史的故事。
I believe the Lord Jesus has something vital for us to hear from these verses.
我相信主耶稣借着这些经节要向我们说非常重要的话。
And therefore, I believe this is more than a story.
所以我觉得这远远超过一个故事。
This is a living lesson for the church in our day.
这是对今天的教会的一个活着的教训。
So, brothers and sisters, my burden is this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我的负担是这样。
That the Lord by His Spirit will speak to us.
主借着他的灵对我们说话。
And the Lord by His Spirit will give us ears to hear what He's saying to us.
借着他的灵，主赐给我们一个能听的耳朵，听见他要对我们说的话。
If He can speak to us.
如果他能对我们说话。
And if He can give us ears to hear what He's saying to us.
如果他能赐给我们一个耳朵，能够听见他说的话。
Then this story will be of great value to us.
然后这个故事对我们就有极大的价值。
Otherwise, it'll just be words.
要不然就是只不过是字句。
So may the Lord help us.
所以愿主帮助我。
Acts chapter 11, beginning in verse 19.
使徒行传十一章从十九节开始。
They then who had been scattered abroad through the tribulation that took place on the occasion of Stephen passed through the country of Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one but the Jews alone.
那些因斯提反的事遭遇患难四散的门徒只走到腓尼基和居比路并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
But there were certain of them, Cyprians and Cyrenians, who entering into Antioch spoke to the Greeks also, announcing the glad tidings of the Lord Jesus.
但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
One moment, please. No problem. We have a microphone malfunction. causing too much interference with my microphone.
我用我的这个麦克风造成了很大的麻烦。
We're on verse 21, correct?
我们读到二十一节。
And the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
And the report concerning them reached the ears of the assembly which was in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go through as far as Antioch.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，直到安提阿为止。
Who having arrived and seeing the grace of God rejoiced, and exhorted all with purpose of heart to abide with the Lord.
他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a large crowd of people were added to the Lord.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
And he went away to Tarsus to seek out Saul.
他又往大树去找扫罗。
And having found him, he brought him to Antioch.
找着了，就带他到安提阿去。
And so it was with them that for a whole year they were gathered together in the assembly and taught a large crowd. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Now in these days, prophets went down from Jerusalem to Antioch.
那些日子有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
And one from among them by name Agabus rose up and signified by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine over all the inhabited earth, which was come to pass under Claudius.
内中有一位名叫雅加布站起来借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒，这事到格老丢年间果然有了。
And they determined according as anyOf the disciples was well off, each of them to send to the brethren who dwelt in Judea to minister to them.
于是门徒定义，照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
Which also they did, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul.
他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
Now let's just have one more word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, we come and bow in your presence.
主耶稣，我们在你的同在里面向你下拜。
We remember what Peter said to you that day. We'll never forget it.
我们记得彼得那天对你所说的话，我们永远不会忘记。
He said, "Thou alone hast the words of eternal life."
他说，只有你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟从谁呢？
Lord, unless you speak to us,
主啊，如果你不对我们说话，
this time will be of little value.
这一段时间就没有价值。
But when you speak to us,
但是你要说话，
by your Holy Spirit,
借着你的圣灵，
and arrest our hearts and capture us for yourself,
来得着我们的心，为着你的自己。
Something is done for eternity.
我们今天能够为永世让你成就一些事。
So Lord, we give you lordship over this evening and this entire conference.
主，我们把今天晚上和整个的聚会都交在你的手中。
That as we sung, you will reign over everything.
就像我们所唱的诗歌，你统治万方。
For we ask it together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告，借着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the burden the Lord has laid on my heart concerns Antioch and Barnabas, as I already said.
我刚才说过，主放在我心上的负担是关于安提阿和巴拿巴的事。
But let me share a little bit with you about how this burden came about.
让我跟大家分享一下这个负担是怎么来的。
I was actually preparing to visit saints in Newark, New Jersey.
我在预备要去看望在 New Jersey 的弟兄姊妹。
You probably know some of those brothers and sisters.
也许你们认识他们中间的某些弟兄姊妹。
I was actually preparing to speak on something else.
我在预备另外一篇信息。
But when I ran across this verse in chapter 11:23, it seized my heart.
但是当我读到这一章23节那边的时候，抓住了我的心。
It was like spiritual lightning.
就好像是一个属灵的那个闪电一样。
I don't think I'd ever seen this verse in the way I saw it at that moment.
我好像从前从来没有这样子来看这段圣经。
And this verse is Barnabas' exhortation.
这段圣经是巴拿巴的一个劝勉。
It says he exhorted all with purpose of heart. And then it says in the King James Version to cleave unto the Lord.
他在这边劝勉众人立定心志，要恒久的靠主。
That verse hit me like spiritual lightning.
这句话，这个字就好像一个闪电一样抓住了我的心。
I thought, Lord, this is what we need is your people.
我就说主啊，这个就是你的儿女所需要听见的。
Purpose of heart.
能够立定心志。
And we need above everything else to be a people that cleave to the Lord.
我们需要在一切之上，需要有一群百姓，他们的心要这样子来专心靠主。
Not this kind of superficial, surface relationship with the living Christ.
不是那样子的，跟活着的这位基督有那么一个肤浅的一个可有可无的关系。
But a deep abiding and knowing of the Lord Jesus that can only be represented by this word, cleave to the Lord.
而是认识主，有这样一个深刻的一个经历，这样的一个恋慕，只有这个词靠主，很久靠主能够描述。
That verse hit me like spiritual lightning.
这个话好像一个属灵的闪电一样照亮了我。
And it continued to reverberate in my heart like spiritual peals of thunder.
就好像属灵的那个 雷轰一样，一直在我的心中共鸣。
In my 43 years, I don't know that I've ever heard him 43 years as a Christian.
好像在，好像。
I know some of you were really worried that I aged really quickly.
好像我在这43年基督徒的生命里边，好像还从来没有这样听见过雷轰电闪。
But in my 43 years as a Christian, I don't know if I've ever heard a message on this verse.
但是我也好像在43年里边没有听见过一篇信息讲到这句。
Maybe I have. Maybe it's my poor memory.
也许我听过，也许我的记忆不好。
But it hit me like lightning.
但是就像闪电一样抓住了我。
Arrested my heart.
就在我的心中存留。
And all I thought is this is the message that we need.
我觉得这就是我们需要听的那个信息。
So the impression that hit me was the message.
所以那个印象在我的心中就是这个信息。
You know, but then I began to consider more of this story.
当我开始来看更多的关于这个故事。
Brothers and sisters, context is very important.
弟兄姊妹，这个上下文前后的关系很重要。
You know the famous quote, probably.
你们也许听过这样一个著名的说法。
A text without context is a pretext for a proof text.
如果一句话没有离开了上下文，它不过就是一个借口。
Do you know what that means?
你们知道这是什么意思吗？
If we take a little portion out of context,
如果我们把一句话从它的前后文里边剥离出来，
All we do is use it to prove our point.
我们就用那句话来证明我们的观点。
It's a pretext for a proof text.
这就是一个借口来好像来印证我们的观点。
So we have to look at the whole context when we're looking at scripture.
所以当我们读经的时候，我们必须要把整个的前后文都读过。
Whenever you look at scripture, look at the whole context.
什么时候读圣经，我们都要注意整个的那个前后的关系。
So many movements and methods have started in the Christian world.
在基督教的世界里边有这么多的运动起来。
From people that took a bit or part from here or there.
就是那些人他们就从圣经里边支离破碎的取这一点取那一点。
And from that part they built a whole.
他们从那样子的一个部分就来建造一个完整的东西。
I remember the Apostle John's greeting to Gaius in 3 John.
我记得在约翰三书里边，老约翰的一个问候。
It's verses 1 and 2.
就是第一节、第二节。
The Apostle John said this, which was a greeting, by the way.
这边老约翰的一个问候是他这么说。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth, beloved, I desire that in all things thou shouldest prosper and be in health.Even as thy soul prospers.
做长老的写信给亲爱的该由，就是我诚心所爱的，亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are believers that have taken that greeting out of context.
有很多的信徒，他们就把这样的一个问候从他的那个前后文里面拿出来。
And they made a whole movement out of it.
然后他们就兴起了一个伟大的运动。
That whole movement is you're to be in health always, without exception.
那样的一个运动就是宣称说你应该永远的身体健壮兴盛，没有任何的问题。
That whole movement is you're to prosper in everything.
这个运动就告诉你，你应该在凡事上头都应该兴盛。
Never any suffering.
你不会受任何的苦。
Never any difficult.
你不会遇见任何的难处。
Whatever the desires of your heart are, you can have them.
你的心里边所愿的都能够得以成就。
I remember I grew up in the charismatic movement.
我记得我是在灵恩运动里边生长。
We used to say, if you want a Cadillac, all you have to do is ask him because he has a cattle on 1,000 hills.
我们记得，如果你需要一部好车的话，你只需要去求，因为所有千山的牛、万山的羊都是主的。
Surely, if you want a pink Cadillac, he'll give it to you.
你要是需要某一种车的话，他一定会给你的。
I know you may think I'm being silly.
你觉得我好像很愚昧。
But this is the danger of taking things out of context.
但是这就告诉我们这个危险，你把这个经文从它的前后文里边取出来。
There's an old idiom.
有一句老的格言。
It means making something out up out of whole cloth. I've stumped dear Daniel, I told you. This southern boy is going to be trouble.
Sorry, I didn't
Making something up out of whole cloth.
哦，能够用一个老的旧的这个布，然后可以做一个完全全新的东西。
You take a piece out of the whole cloth.
你可以从一块整个布里边能够取出一小块来。
And you build a whole system around it.
然后你就可以建一个整个的系统。
Brothers and sisters, you may think I'm making too much out of this.
你也许是以为我在这边夸大其词。
But context in the scripture is absolutely important.
但是在圣经里边，这个前后文是完全的非常的重要。
And what happens is when we take things out of context.
但是如果我们脱离的这个前后文来看。
We make that our focus.
我们特别的专注在那件事上头。
Just like people have taken this greeting of the apostle.
就好像人把这个使徒的问候把它孤立出来。
And made the whole focus health and prosperity rather than Christ himself.
他们就用这个身体的这个健康和发达来代替主耶稣基督自己。
Well, so I really began to meditate on this matter of context.
所以我就开始来思考这个前后文的这个关系，上下文的关系。
In Acts 11.
特别是在。
And I began to see something more.
特别在使徒行传十一章。
Not only was there the movement.
我们看见了更多的事情，不仅这边有一个运动。
Pardon me. Not only was there the message.
不仅仅是有一个信息。
There was the movement.
这边还有一个运动。
In Acts 11, we see the extraordinary movement of God Himself in the church in Antioch.
十一章里边，我们看见神在安提阿教会里边有一个很大的一个运动。
Brothers and sisters, we not only need to hear from the Lord.
我们不仅需要能够听见主说话。
We need to see what the Lord is doing.
我们也需要看见主到底在做什么。
If we don't see what the Lord is doing,
如果我们看不见主在做什么，
our Christian service will become our work.
我们的基督徒的服事就成为我们自己的工作。
We need to see His working.
我们需要看见他怎么做。
We need to see His moving.
我们需要看见他怎么行动。
It will keep us from serving God in our own energies.
这样就可以让我们不再用自己的能力来服侍主。
So in context, I began to see the movement.
所以在这个上下文里，我就看见了神的运动。
God not only wants to speak to us,
神不仅要对我们说话，
but He wants to show us what He's doing.
他也要向我们展示他在做什么。
I know people love to say God spoke to me.
我知道人们经常爱说主对我说话。
I remember years ago in Richmond.
我记得很多年前在 Richmond.
A sister coming up to me.
有一个姊妹到我的跟前。
She was a Caucasian sister.
她是一位白人姊妹。
Just like me.
就像我一样。
Although Dora Dow says she thinks I'm part Chinese.
尽管有些人说我看起来像中国人。
You will have to give me a Chinese name.
Okay, afterwards.
But this sister said to me, she said, the Lord spoke to me.
这位姊妹到我的跟前来说，主对我说话。
The Lord told me to do something.
主让我做一些事情。
And I said, sister, why are you talking to me?
然后我就说，姊妹啊，你为什么跟我讲这个事儿呢？
I will give you some good advice.
我要给你一些更好的建议。
If the Lord tells you to do something, do it.
如果主对你说让你做一些事情，你就去做好了。
Number one Christian lesson.
这是基督徒的第一件功课，第一个功课。
But I always, when someone tells me that,
但是每一次当人告诉我的时候
have a twinkle in my eye,
在我的眼里边就好像发光一样
Because I always say,
我总是会说
make sure it's the Lord.
你要确定它是出于主的
That's careful. Make sure it's the Lord. She told me an extraordinary thing.
我们实在是 要特别的小心因为她告诉我很大的事情
she said the Lord told me to go to Africa.
她说主告诉我说要去非洲
The Lord told you to go to Africa?
我说是吗主让你去非洲吗
She said to go to Africa and apologize to all the Africans for the sins of slavery.
她说主让我去非洲向每一个非洲人 道歉为着这个奴隶制度道歉。
I thought, wow.
我说 wow.
That's the same?
Yeah.
Here is God's ambassador for all the sins of slavery. I thought it was incredible.
我觉得这是非常了不起的一件事情，好像他是神的大使，要为所有这个奴隶制的这个罪来道歉。
Well, I'm getting a little off subject, but you understand the importance of context.
我希望大家能够明白这个上下文的重要性。
Maybe there's some things we really need to learn here.
这是我们在这边需要学的一件事。
We must not only hear the Lord, the message.
我们不仅要从主那边听到他的信息
We must see what the Lord's doing, his movements.
我们必须也要看见主在他的行动里边所做的
But as I meditated more, there was more there.
但是我继续来寻求的时候看见更多
I began to see there's the man there.
我又开始来看见这个人
I began to see Barnabas in the picture.
我看见巴拿巴在这个图画里面
And I began to realize the most encouraging thing.
然后我就开始意识到这是非常非常令人鼓舞的。
That God in His mercy has chosen flawed man to help to do His work.
神在他的怜悯里边来选那些有缺点的人来做他的工作。
Can you believe it?
你能够相信这一点吗
?It seems almost too good to be true.
好像是太难以置信。
But not only is there the message,
不仅有一个信息
,not only is there the movement,
不仅有神的运动
,but there's the man.
而且这边有一个人
And God wants us to see that somehow in His great providence
神让我们看见在他主宰的恩典里头
He chooses
他选择了、这个、
And He uses man for His purpose
他拣选而且使用这个人达到他的目的
That is incredible encouragement
这实在是非常
So that's what I began to see in this book of Acts
这就是我开始在这段《使徒行传》的章节里边所看见的。
So it's not just a history lesson.
所以不仅仅是一个历史的故事。
The first message tonight will be the movement.
所以今天晚上的信息是关于神的运动。
If Daniel doesn't run me off, the second message will be the man.
如果你们不赶我走的话，第二个信息，第二堂的信息就是关于这个人。
And the third message, by the grace of God.Will be the message.
第三堂的信息，靠着神的恩典，我们会说到这个信息。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord speak to us.
弟兄姊妹，愿神对我们说话。
May He make this Bible story come alive to us.
愿他使这个圣经的故事成为一个活的。
Show us how He works.
能够告诉我们他怎么做工。
What He does.
他在做什么。
What He said.
他说了什么。
I believe that will be of great benefit if He does.
我相信如果他说了话就会对我们有大的益处
So in regard to the movement
所以关于这个运动
The first thing I saw in these pages was great encouragement
所以第一件事情我看见了就对给我有很大的鼓舞
You know brothers and sisters
知道弟兄姊妹
When I think of the book of Acts
当我思考使徒行传的时候
The book of Acts itselfIs great encouragement.
因为《使徒行传》本身就是一个很大的鼓励。
It's an extraordinary masterpiece.
这是神的一个绝妙的一个杰作。
Now everybody in Richmond that knows me knows that word extraordinary is one of my favorite words.
在 Richmond 那边弟兄姊妹熟悉我的都知道我经常爱用这个词是这种超凡的卓越的这个词。
I think it's fifan.
Oh yeah, you're right. 非凡的。
That's probably the only Chinese I know.
Oh, okay, I understand now.
谢谢。 extraordinary.
非凡,
is that right?
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. It's the combination of just two words.
是由两个词组成的。
Extra.
多余的。
And ordinary.
然后普通的。
Think of the encouragement there.
我们来想想这是何等的令人鼓舞。
God takes the ordinary.
神把那些平凡的人和物。
God takes ordinary people.
神把那些平凡的人物。
Ordinary places.
那些平凡的地方。
Ordinary things.
那些平凡的东西。
And he adds his extra to it.
然后他就把他的一些东西加进去。
And when God adds his extra to it.
当神把那些多的东西加进去以后。
Then we have fifan.
Then we have extraordinary.
You get the point?
你们知道了吗?
Oh, I think of the in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 through 5, and we won't read it all.
我想到启示录第八章一到八节。
It has to do with the opening of the seventh seal. Some of you may know that story.
大家也许会知道那是关于揭开七印的事。
And it talks about the angel with the golden censer.
说到天使，说到那个金香炉。
And he has in the golden censer the prayers of the saints.
金香炉就代表着圣徒的祈祷。
And it says he was given incense, this angel.
这边说到神把那个香赐给那个天使。
And that incense is from the Lord himself.
那个香是从神那边来的。
And that incense is the extra.
那个香就是这个多的这个东西。
And it says it makes the prayers of the saints efficacious, if that's the right word. Effectual.
然后这样一个香就是圣徒的祷告能够成为有效的。
You get it? These are the prayers of men, the saints on earth.
我们要记得这些是圣徒在地上的那个祷告。
These are the prayers of women on the earth.
这就是那些妇女在地上的祷告。
These are the prayers of ordinary human beings.
这些就是那些很普通的人的那个祷告。
Yet the Lord takes his own incense.
但是神在这边把他自己的香。
He adds it to those prayers.
他就加在众圣徒的祷告里头。
And those prayers become extraordinary.
然后这些祷告就成为非凡的祷告。
This is the point. And those prayers change things.
这些祷告就可以改变事物。
This is what this word extraordinary means to me.
对我来讲，这就是这个词非凡的意义。
You know, the book of Acts is a one-of-a-kind masterpiece.
我们知道《使徒行传》是独特的一本杰作。
King James Version titles the book The Acts of the Apostles.
这个钦定本的圣经把这卷书称作《使徒的行传》。
I remember our brother Stephen Kong saying years ago when I was a young believer.
很多年前，当我还是个年轻的信徒的时候，我记得江守道弟兄曾经说过。
He thought that was an unfortunate title.
他觉得那是一个不是很好的一个翻译。
I agree with our brother.
我同意我的弟兄。
He said it is not the Acts of the Apostles.
他说这个不是使徒的那个行传。
But it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle.
而是圣灵借着使徒的行传。
I have my own title for Acts.
我呢也有我自己的一个标题。
It's the Acts of God.
是神的行传。
It's not the Acts of the Apostle.
不是这些使徒的行传。
It may be through the Apostles.
也许是借着使徒。
It may be by the Holy Spirit.
也许是靠着圣灵。
But these are the movements of God in the book of Acts.
但是在使徒行传里边记载的却是神的行动。
So I've given it a painfully long title.
所以我就给他一个非常长的一个标题。
The Acts of God.
是神的行传,
by the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵,
through the apostles,
借着使徒,
and the church,
和教会。
Now that's a title I like.
这就是我所喜欢的这个标题。
It seems to me that fits.
我觉得这是很合适。
But I know you're thinking, brother, that's way too long.
但是我相信大家都觉得这太长了。
And I agree.
我也同意。
So therefore, being a practical man, being an engineer,
但是作为一个工程师，一个很实际的人，
I like the 1901 American Standard Version.
我很喜欢1901年的美国标准版的圣经。
It says simply the Acts.
简单的说就是行传。
I think that's good.
我觉得这很好。
It's the movement of God.
是神的那个行动。
That's what the book of Acts is.
这是这本书所包所。
From the beginning to the end.
从开始到结束。
It's the movement of God.
是神的那个行动。
I think that's very clear.
我觉得是非常清楚。
The book of Acts is a one-of-a-kind masterpiece.
使徒行传是独特的一本杰作。
The world loves to talk about one-of-a-kind masterpieces.
这个世界也经常容易来说到这件，说到这些独特的那个杰作。
Especially when it comes to art and literature.
特别是在艺术和文学里头。
I was reading about the Sumerian Shakespeare the other day.
有一天我读到关于苏美尔人的他们的那个所谓莎士比亚。
It's from the tombs of Ur.
是在乌尔的那边的一个坟墓上。
Of course, you know Ur, the cradle of civilization.
我们知道乌尔是那个文明的摇篮。
And they said this is the world's first literary masterpiece.
他们就说这个是人类历史上第一个文学的杰作。
This clay tablet found in Ur, the world's first literary masterpiece.
是在好像那个粘土烧成那个石板，烧成那个板子上所刻写。
Brothers and sisters, it seems to me that Acts is the one-of-a-kind masterpiece.
但是对我来讲，《使徒行传》是独一的、独特的。神的杰作。
There's nothing like it.
没有任何的东西事物像他一样。
I was thinking at the beginning of that. So look at Acts chapter 1.
我们看看使徒行传第一章开始的时候。
Verse 1.
第一节。
This is when Luke began to explain.
这就是路加开始来解释。
You're probably familiar with this.
你们应该熟悉的。
I composed the first discourse.
我已经做了前书。
Which was the Gospel of Luke, by the way.
就是路加福音。
O Theophilus,
提阿非罗啊。
Concerning all the things which Jesus began both to do and to teach.
论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Acts is the continuing speaking and teaching of the Lord Jesus.
使徒行传就是主耶稣后来接下来所行所教训。
It's the continuing movement of God.
是神的行动，继续的行动。
It's a never-ending masterpiece.
对，是一个永远没有结束，是一个没有结束的这样的一个杰作。
That's extraordinary when you think about it.
这实在是很不寻常，很超凡的一件事。
All books have a beginning.
所有的书都有一个开始。
A middle.
有中间的一部分
and an end.
然后会有结尾
And you would think my Acts would have a beginning.
所以我们就会觉得《使徒行传》也应该有个开头
A middle.
有中间的部分
and an end.
然后也会有结尾
But it's an unending masterpiece.
但是这个书却没有一个结尾
God has been writing this one-of-a-kind masterpiece all throughout the centuries.
神在过去往这个世纪里头一直在继续的写 这部绝作。
And he's not finished writing the masterpiece.
而且他还没有结束，还没有完成。
Because we, even tonight, are part of that masterpiece.
甚至我们就在今天晚上也是这个杰作的一个部分。
He's continuing to move.
他仍然在继续的行动。
He's continuing to speak.
他仍然继续在说话。
He's continuing to raise up men and women.
他继续的在那边兴起男人、弟兄和姊妹。
It's an unending masterpiece.
这是一个还没有结尾的杰作。
But it's another thing that encourages me about the book of Acts.
使徒行传另外一个对我很有鼓励的是。
And that is this simple and profound truth.
就是这样一个非常简单却是深刻的真理。
God always completes that which he started.
神总是要把他所开始的工作做完 做彻底。
Now Linda wishes I knew that rule. Linda,
uh-huh.
I married her.
Right. I know. What's your question?
I don't have any questions. She has lots of them.
Okay, great. Linda wishes, 希望我能够
She wishes I knew that rule and completed certain things.
所以我的妻子希望我能够明白这个道理，就是要把开始的工作做完。
But brothers and sisters, this is the encouragement.
但是弟兄姊妹，这对我来讲是一个鼓舞。
God always finishes what he starts.
神总是把他所开始的工作要做完。
Isn't that encouraging?
这是不是非常令人鼓舞呢？
That's what encourages me.
这是对我是一个极大的鼓励。
I often think of the end of the book.
我经常在思想这个书的结尾。
Revelation，
在启示录。
There are four places in Revelation that are incredible encouragement.
有四处启示录对我来是极大的鼓舞。
These words only occur in the book of Revelation.
这些话只是在启示录里出现过。
These words are only spoken by our Lord Jesus.
而这些话只是我们主耶稣基督所说的。
Only in Revelation.
仅仅出现在启示录
and only spoken by the Lord Jesus.
而且只是主耶稣自己说的。
Listen to these encouraging words.
让我们来听听。
Revelation 1 verse 8.
启示录第一章第八节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord God.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega。
Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet.
阿拉法是希腊音标的第一个词。
Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Omega 是希腊文字母的最后一个字母。
This is the encouragement.
这个是一个鼓舞。
At the end of everything, the Lord says, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega.
在事物的结尾，主说，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega。
He didn't just say it once.
他没有只是说了一次。
Look at Revelation 1 verse 11.
看第一章第十一节。
I'll read from the King James Version.
我要从钦定本的。
I'll start at verse 10.
我要从第十节开始。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha,And Omega, and then he adds these encouraging words, the first and the last.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我身后有大声音如吹号说，下面就是the Chinese doesn't have that translation.
Ah, I don't know what to do. The first and the last. What encouragement.And then, if that weren't enough, at the very end of that book, the Lord Jesus himself, who only speaks these words, says this.
在这本书的结尾，主耶稣又再次说到这句话。
Revelation 21 verse 6.
第二十一章第六节。
And he said to me, it is done.
他又对我说，都成了。
Isn't that encouraging?
这不是很令人鼓舞吗？
At the end of everything, the Lord says, it is done.
主在最后说都成了。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。
He adds more words of encouragement, the beginning and the end.
他加上更多令人鼓舞的话说，我是初，我是终。
And finally, the Lord Jesus combines all of this into one single word of encouragement.
到最后主耶稣把所有这些鼓舞归结成一句话。
In Revelation 22, verses 12 and 13,
22章12、13节。
He says, Behold, I come quickly. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
看啊，我必快来，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
Brothers and sisters, this is the encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，这是令人鼓舞的。
God completes everything He began.
神把他所开始做的工全部做成了。
And so what appears to be an unending book,
所以这本看起来好像还没有结束的书,
He will sum up all of His work.
他要把这一切都终结, 都带到终结。
To me, that's the encouragement.
对我这是一个非常大的鼓舞。
There's another thing about this story that is a great encouragement to me.
这个故事还有另外一点很鼓励我。
That is God's sovereign movement is in the darkest of time.
神的最伟大的工作是在最黑暗的时刻做的。
What an encouragement that ought to be to us God's people.
对神的儿女来讲，这将是一个何等大的鼓舞。
Let me repeat it.
让我再重复一遍。
God's sovereign movement is in the darkest of time.
神主宰的工作是在我们最黑暗的时刻在做。
The enemy sought to destroy the infant church from the very beginning.
仇敌要在最初的时候就把那个诞生的教会要把它扼杀掉。
The enemy unleashed the gates of hell upon the infant church.
仇敌把地狱的门打开，要来攻击神出生的教会。
And yet God's movement was in these darkest of events.
但是神在这个最黑暗的这个时刻开始做他的工。
There are two remarkably similar verses in Acts.
在《使徒行传》里面有两处非常相似的经文。
Turn to Acts chapter 8.
我们翻到第八章。
Beginning in verse 1.
第一节。
And Saul was consenting to his being killed. Now that's speaking of Stephen.
这边扫罗也喜悦他被害，就是斯蒂凡。
And on that day arose a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
And all were scattered into the countries of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And pious men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him.
有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。
But listen to these words.
但是我们要好好听这些话。
But Saul ravaged the church.
扫罗却残害教会。
Entering into the houses one after another and dragging off both men and women, delivering them up to prison.
进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
And then there comes this remarkable verse.
然后就是这样子一句。
Those then that had been scattered went throughout the countries announcing the glad tidings of the word.
那些分散的人往各处去传讲神的福音。
Now look at our text verse in chapter 11.
那我们再回到十一章看我们今天读的经文。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
You'll immediately notice the similarity.
你马上就注意到这个相似之处。
They who had been scattered abroad through the tribulation that took place on the occasion of Stephen passed through the country to Phoenicia,And Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one but the Jews alone.
那些因斯提凡的事遭遇患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和居比路并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
Brothers and sisters, this was the darkest time for the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会一个最黑暗的时刻。
This was the infant church, newly born.
这是那个刚刚诞生的，还在婴儿期的教会。
Listen to the strength of these words.
我们听听这些话所带的那个力量。
Great persecution.
这是一个极大的逼迫。
All were scattered except the apostles.
所有的门徒都分散，除了使徒以外。
And Saul ravaged the assembly.
然后扫罗却残害教会。
I don't know what you think of that word. That's a very strong word. Ravage the assembly.
这是一个非常强的字，说他残害教会。
What persecution was unleashed upon the church?
这个时候教会面临何等大的一个逼迫。
And yet, this greatest, this darkest of times didn't stop the Lord's movement.
但是这样一个黑暗，这样一个剧烈的反对，没办法停止神的工作。
This is the encouragement to us.
对我们来讲，这是何等的鼓舞。
Not only did it not stop the movement,
不仅他没有办法阻止神的运行。
But God used this darkest of times to do His greatest of works.
而且神利用这个机会来做他最伟大的工。
And then we read again in our text in Acts chapter 11.
然后我们就再次在十一章这边读到。
The same thing happened.
同样的事情发生。
That persecution that was hellish in every way.
这样一个从地狱里面来的这个大逼迫。
God moved and they went throughout Antioch, at first just preaching to the Jews.
神用着他们一开始到指向犹太人传道。
But then to the Greeks only.
那个时候。
This is the encouragement.
然后后来就也给希利人传。
This is the encouragement I want you to take home.
这是一个鼓励，我希望你能够带回家去。
That God's sovereign movement is in the darkest of times.
神的主宰里边的运行是在我们最黑暗的时刻。
Spurgeon said this, I like it very much.
斯布珍曾经这样说。
The malice of Satan was made the instrument of the mercy of God.
仇敌的那个恶意，结果成为神手中的可以用的那个器皿。
Many of you probably have Matthew Henry's commentaries.
很多人也许读过亨利马太的这个解经。
He said, "Thus, what was meant for the hurt of the church?"
因此，那些用来伤害神教会的东西
，was made to work for its good.
却被转来让教会受益。
Isn't that good news?
这不是福音吗
？Brothers and sisters, that God can take the darkest of events.
神可以把那些最黑暗时刻的东西
，move in the darkest periods.
而且在最黑暗的那个时刻
，and nothing will stop him from his work.
而且没有任何的东西能够阻止他的工作。
How that ought to encourage us in the Lord.
这个是应该在主里边对我们的鼓励。
Especially in the days that we live.
特别是在今天我们所活的这个时代。
I remember the closing of the book of Genesis.
我记得在创世纪结尾的时候。
You remember the story of Joseph.
你记得约瑟的故事。
Even you young people know the story of Joseph.
甚至年轻人也都知道约瑟的故事。
You remember how the brothers, loving brothers that they were.
你记得他的兄弟，他的那个有爱心的弟兄们对他做的。
Took Joseph and threw him in the pit.
他们把约瑟扔到坑里
，made up a lie about his destruction，
而且撒谎，然后来害他
，sold into slavery，
把他卖为奴隶。
But this was his words，
这是他说的。
You meant it for evil，
你们的意思是要害我。
God meant it for good，
但是神的意思却是好的。
Can you imagine？
你能想象这些
？He uses the darkest of times。
他用那个最黑暗的时刻所发生的事
，and he's able to accomplish his purpose，
但是能够达到来完成他的目的。
Think of the church in China. You brothers and sisters know better than me.
弟兄姊妹，你们应该比我更知道在中国教会所发生的事。
How in 1949 the gates of hell were released upon the church in China.
1949年这个地狱的势力怎样子出来攻击他的教会。
And yet the church in China has grown in a way that's unparalleled.
但是今天我们看见中国的教会的增长是前无没有史无前例的增长。
I was reading an article, not a religious article, by the way.
我曾经读到一篇文章，并不是关于讲到宗教。
And it said China's underground churches thrive despite government approval.
他特别提到说，尽管政府没有再批准他们，但是中国的地下教会在那边兴盛。
Another article said an incredible thing.
另外一篇文章也说到一件很不可思议的事。
China is on course to become the world's most Christian nation in 15 years.
中国要在15年之内成为世界上最大的基督教国家。
Think of the encouragement.
想想这是何等的鼓舞。
In the darkest of times,
在最黑暗的时刻
God moved.
神运行。
That's the encouragement of the book of Acts.
这是使徒行传所带给我们的鼓励。
That's the encouragement of the story of Antioch.
这就是安提阿这个故事所给我们的鼓舞。
That's what we need to see.
这是我们需要看见。
Persecution. Yeah, think of Fox's Book of Martyrs.
他说到逼迫，我们想到福克斯弟兄写的那个寻道者的那本书。
You know the famous quote about Fox's Book of Martyrs?
你记不记得关于这本书的一个很著名的一个句话
？The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
这个寻道者的血就是教会的种子。
And a brother writing about Fox's Book of Martyrs,
我们的弟兄写关于福克斯这本书
said after the Bible, no book has so profoundly affected us.
除了圣经以外，没有另外一本书能够这样深刻的影响我们。
He said it is a well of edification.
他说这是一个能够供养、能够喂养我们的一个。一口井
Well, I hope I'm not just putting you to sleep. I hope you're getting the same encouragement I get from the book of Acts.
我希望你们也能够从这本书里得到跟我一样的鼓舞。
To see how greatly God moved.
能够看见神是如何在那边大大的做工。
In the face of such awful darkness.
特别是面对如此的黑暗。
It ought to give us encouragement for the hour we live in today.
在我们今天所生活的这个时刻，这应该鼓舞我。
I believe the Christian church is coming into an unparalleled day of darkness.
我相信今天教会所面临的是一个前所未有的一个黑暗。
It seems to me that persecution for Christians is increasing, not decreasing.
基督对基督徒的逼迫并不是在减少，而是在越来越多的增加。
One Christian writer put it this way.
有一位基督徒作家这样说。
He said persecution is a modern day phenomenon.
他说逼迫是一个现代这个时代的现象。
And I think this is what should encourage us.
我觉得这个应该鼓励我们。
We should see that God moves in those dark periods.
我们应该能够看见在这样一个黑暗的时刻神是如何做工的。
And I believe that much of the lifeless church of God,
我相信那些没有生命的教会
will come alive through the dark periods that we will experience.
在我们所经历的这个黑暗的时刻，他们能够重新活过来。
There will be an increase of life.
要有一个增加生命的增加。
There will be an increase of reality.
而且要有一个属灵实际的增加。
There will be an increase of God's extraordinary working.
也要神的这种非凡的工作也要增加。
It seems to me that's the encouragement of the Book of Acts.
对我来讲，这是《使徒行传》所带给我们的鼓励。
You see, there's something.Those that are persecuted know that the average Christian doesn't know.
好像那些被逼迫的弟兄姊妹，他们知道一些东西，是我们这些平常的弟兄姊妹所不知道的。
I think of Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11.
我相信在启示录第六章里边第一节到第九节说到。
It's when the martyrs are seen beneath the altar.
所以在那边这个在祭坛底下的那些为神殉道的人所说的
who were slain for the testimony that they held.
他们为着他们的见证
and they make this incredible declaration.
他们在那边说了这样子的话
they say how long.
他们问主说主啊还有多久呢
and then they say O sovereign ruler.
他们说圣洁真实的主
Now, I believe we would say how come.
我相信我们会说怎么会这样呢
I believe we would say why.
我相信我们会问说主啊为什么
But these knew something we don't know.
但是这些寻道者他们知道一些事情是我们不知道的
Their encouragement that was that he was the sovereign ruler.
他们对我们的鼓励就是他们认识神是这位主宰 Brothers, 这位真实的主
Do we know him as the sovereign ruler?
我们是不是知道我们的主是那位掌管掌权的主呢
well, this is the encouragement of the book of Acts.
这是使徒行传所给我们带来的鼓励。
I think of Daniel.
我想到但以理。
That was a dark time.
那也是一个黑暗的时代。
The captivity of the children of Israel, the Babylonian captivity.
以色列的儿女在巴比伦为奴。
And I believe there's one intended message.Out of the book of Daniel.
但是我相信但以理书给我们有一个信息。
It's repeated three times in chapter 4.
在第四章里边重复了三次。
Look at chapter 4 verse 17.
我们看第四章十七节。
That the living may know that the Most High ruleth over the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up the basest of men.
好叫世人知道至高者在人的国中掌权要将国赐予谁就赐予谁
This is the encouragement.
这是一个鼓励
That the Most High rules over the kingdom of men.
至高者在人的国中掌权
He didn't say it just once.
他并没有只说一次
In verse 25,
第二十五节
Till thou know that the Most High ruleth over the kingdom of menAnd giveth it to whomsoever he will.
等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
And then in verse 26,
然后第二十六节
this is the encouragement.
这也是鼓励。
After that, thou shalt know.
在后来你要知道
that the heavens do rule.
诸天掌权。
This is the encouragement in the darkest of time.
这是在这个最黑暗的时刻对我们是一个极大的鼓励。
I think of the Lord Jesus.
我想到主耶稣。
Do you remember the story in Matthew 27, 45 and 46 when the Lord hung upon the cross?
你记得 主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
Do you remember when it says from the sixth to the ninth hour, it became dark, all became dark as the Lord hung on the cross?
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，你记得从第六到第九的那个时刻，所有都变得黑暗。
It was literally the darkest of hours.
在那个时刻。从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗。
I can't imagine what that scene must have been like.
我实在不能想象那个幅图画是怎么样子的。
I wonder if those at the feet of the cross could even see their fingers in the front of themselves.
那些在十字架底下的人，他们甚至可能都不能看见他们的手指头。
When the giver of life was suffering, all went dark.
当这位赐生命的主在那边受苦的时候，一切都变得黑暗。
Then the Lord uttered those words, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
然后主就说出了这样的话，说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
And then in the Gospel of John, we only there read these words.
然后在约翰福音里边，我们就读到这样的话
：“It is finished."
他说：“成了。”
Brothers and sisters, this is the encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的鼓舞。
That in this darkest of time,
在这个最黑暗的那个时刻
，The Lord did His greatest work.
主耶稣完成了他最伟大的工作。
And eternal salvation was obtained for you and for me.
为着你，为着我，他为我们赢得了永远的救恩。
I can't help but get excited about these things.
这些事情让我十分的兴奋。
Well, not only that.
不仅如此。
God's sovereign movement is in the darkest of places.
神的主宰的运行也是在那个最黑暗的地方。
Not only the darkest of times, but the darkest of places.
不仅仅是在最黑暗的时刻，也是在最黑暗的那个地点。
Antioch was a dark place.
安提阿是一个黑暗的地方。
It was the third largest city in the Roman world.
在罗马这个世界里边，它是它的第三大城市。
Next to Alexandria and Rome.
除了罗马和亚历山大之外。
Historians say it was a place of great commerce and wealth.
历史学家告诉我们那是一个商业极发达的城市。
They say it was a place of great sport.
那个城市也有很多的运动体育运动。
But they said it was a place of great darkness.
但是那是一个非常非常黑暗的一个城市。
Sounds a little bit like America.
听起来有点像今天的美国。
It was so dark,
是这样的黑暗
that even dark Rome was ashamed of those in Antioch.
甚至那个黑暗的罗马政权都为这个安提阿这个城，罗马人都为这个安提阿的城市感觉羞耻。
That ought to tell you something.
这个应该告诉我们一些事情。
When darkened sinners are ashamed of you,
如果这些罪人他们都为你感到羞耻的话
That's real darkness.
这个就是那个真实的黑暗。
It was so dark in their extremes, they had a special name for it.
他们是如此的黑暗，甚至有一个特别的词来描述。
The nearby place where the gods were and where illicit and immoral things were done.
在他们那边有很多的这些假神的这些非常不道德的事情。
It was called Daphne, this place. Daphne.
Daphne?
Why not? Daphne.
Daphne.
Yes, Daphne.
See,
and they called it Daphnic Morals. So dark. Do you understand?
你们明白这个词吗?
This was the... It must have been good. I don't know what he said.
But...I'm asking, do they understand this word? I don't, sorry.
Oh, that's just
Daphne.
A name.
Okay,
of a place.
A place name, okay.
So dark.
是非常的黑暗。
God moves in the darkest of places.
但是神却在这个最黑暗的这个地方来运行。
Antioch was filled with decadence.
安提阿充满了这样的颓废。
Yet God decided to do His greatest movement in that dark place.
但是神却决定要在那个最黑暗的地方来开始做他的工。
Antioch became the place where the church rose to its zenith.
然后安提阿就成了这个地方，那个教会被世界所认识。
It became the place of missionary endeavors.
那个地方成为这个传教的那个开始。
It became the place where the apostle Paul and Barnabas moved in and out.
成为一个地方，使徒巴拿巴和扫罗开始的那边可以工作。
This dark place became the place of a gleaming testimony of Jesus.
这个地方开始成为一个为耶稣的见证发光的地方。
The encouragement to us is God's movements are in the darkest of places.
对我们的鼓励就是神的运行是在那个最黑暗的地方开始的。
We often talk about the story at Caesarea Philippi.
我们经常愿意来说到在凯撒利亚菲利比那个地方的那个故事。
You know when the Lord Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?"
你记得主耶稣问他的门徒说，人说我是谁呢
？You remember afterwards he said to Peter after that revelation?
你记得当他那个启示给了彼得以后，主所说的话吗
？And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我要在这个磐石上建造我的教会，阴间的门没办法胜过它。
The gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
阴间的权势都没办法胜过它。
I was reading a Jewish rabbinic explanation of that story.
我读到犹太拉比会对这个故事的一个解释。
We often think the Lord Jesus took the disciples aside and taught them a lesson.
我们总以为说主耶稣把他的门徒拉到一边去，给他们一个功课。
But this explanation says the Lord went out of His way.
但是这个拉比的解释说，主耶稣，但是他是
took the disciples on a 32-mile round trip on foot.
然后把他的门徒带到32个英里之外的一个地方
to this dark place called Caesarea Philippi.
然后带到这个该撒利亚菲利比这个非常黑暗的地方
It was at the foot of Mount Hermon.
那是在黑门山的脚下。
It had great rock cliffs in front of it.
在他们的面前有一面绝壁。
In those cliffs were carved out niches in the stone.
在那面绝壁上头，他们有雕刻出来有很多的石像。
And the gods of man were in those niches in the stones to be worshipped.
就是那些人所造的那些偶像，所谓神似的偶像，在那边让人敬拜。
And even Pan.
甚至这位所谓的神潘
，The Greek god half goat half human，
就是这位希腊的这位所谓偶像是半羊半人的这个神。
With all of that sexual perversion that goes along with it, was in one of those niches and he was worshipped。
在其中一个神龛就是来供这位半羊半人的这位淫荡的这位外邦神。
That rock was called the rock of God.
但是那座岩壁被称作神的神。
There was a cave in that rock.
在那样的一个绝壁底下有一个洞。
And water came out of that cave.
然后。
And the cave is called the gates of Hades.
那样的一个洞就被称为地狱之门。
So you can imagine the living illustration, the impact this lesson made.
所以你就可以想象对他的门对主的门徒来讲这个故事是如何的生动。
The Lord Jesus was essentially saying, I am the rock of God.
所以主在这边跟他们说我是神的那个岩石。
There is no one beside me.
除了我以外没有别的岩石。
And he goes further.
而且他进一步讲。
In this deepest of darkness.
在这个最黑暗的这个时刻。
In the very gates of hell.
就在这个地狱门的这个地方。
Where it was said the gods would come out of this cave.
说好像这些神灵会从里边出来的地方。
He said the gates of hell.
他说地狱的门
shall not prevail against
没有办法胜过他
Isn't that encouraging?
这不是非常令人鼓舞吗
Doesn't that add more to the story when you hear it like that?
当我们听见这样的故事对我们来讲不是更加的有鼓励吗
The simple encouragement is he moves in the darkest of places
他在最黑暗的那个地方在运行
Well, I think my time is just about up
我觉得我的时间快到了
Is itWhen do I have to?
Ten?
No. My wife will shoot me.
Okay.
The last thing I want us to think about.
3 minutes? 9:30.
9:30, thank you. The last thing I want us to think about.
最后一件事情我希望大家思考。
Is the movement...The end of the movement.
就是这个神的运动的最后的那个结果。
Brothers and sisters, at Antioch, we see one of the greatest moves of God.
在安提阿这边，我们看见神的一个伟大的运行。
We've already said it was a dark place.
我们已经提到这是一个非常黑暗的地方。
We've already said it was a dark time.
我们也提到这是一个黑暗的时刻。
But we've already seen that the Lord Jesus did the greatest work in the building of this church in Antioch.
我们也看见主耶稣在这个黑暗时刻在安提阿这边建造他的教会。
Antioch became the premier testimony of Jesus of the day and the standard forever.
然后我们看见安提阿在那个时刻成为基督见证的那个先锋，而且一直在存留。
But do we really know what happened in Antioch?
但是我们知不知道安提阿到底发生了什么？
What did God really accomplish at Antioch in the end?
在最后，神在安提阿这边到底成就了什么？
I think He did something that He had done nowhere else.
我觉得他在这边做了一些他没有在任何其他地方做的事。
Let me explain it to you this way.
让我来跟大家解释。
When the infant church started in Jerusalem at Pentecost,
在五旬节在耶路撒冷当教会诞生的时候
you know it began among the Jews.
我们知道是在犹太人中间开始的。
Just think if it had stayed like that.
想象一下如果它就是一直那样下去会怎么样
There would only be a Jewish church.
只有犹太的教会会存在。
None of us would have been brought in.
我们这些人都不会被带进教会。
But brothers and sisters, in the end, God had a better thing in view.
但是我们知道神有他更好的这个看法。
I think God has a very great sense of humor.
我觉得神是非常幽默的。
Because he took the apostle Peter.
因为他把彼得使徒彼得
And he brought him to Joppa, to Simon the Tanner's house.
他把他带到约帕。
And at noonday, he was on the roof praying.
中午的时候，他在屋顶上祷告。
By the way, the story is in Acts 10.
这是《使徒行传》十章讲的故事。
And as he was praying and hungering,
当他在那边祷告的时候，而且还没有吃还饿的时候
，out of heaven came a great sheet down out of heaven.
从天上降下一块布来。
You remember the story.
你记得这个故事吗
In that sheet were all kinds of foul animals, creeping things, and birds of the air, and fowls, and all sorts of things.
在那块布上有很多不洁净的动物。
And the command that came was rise, kill, and eat.
然后神就命令他说彼得起来宰了吃。
And this self-respecting Jew couldn't do that.
但是这些有自尊的犹太人是不能这样做的。
And he was told in this vision.
但是在这个意象里边，神却命令他这样做。
He was told in this vision not to make things common that God had made clean.
神在意象中对他说，神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
And then at the same time, God had a man over a centurion.
在那个同时，神派了一个外邦人，一个百夫长。
Cornelius,
哥尼流
and he had a vision.
他也有一个意象
and he was told to go to Simon the Tanner's place.
他就说到枭将西门那里
and find Peter.
找到彼得
this Jew.
这个犹太人
and an extraordinary thing happens.
然后这样一个奇妙的事情就发生了
Here God showed Peter God's end.
这边神把神的那个目的告诉了彼得。
His end was that there would be one church.
他的目的就是最终要得到一个合一的教会。
There would be neither Jew,
而没有里边没有犹太人
nor Greek,
也没有希腊人
nor bond,
没有为奴的
nor free,
没有自由的
nor male,
没有男的
nor female,
没有女的
nor barbarian,
没有这个化外人
nor Scythian,
没有这个
Yeah. You don't have Scythian in Chinese?
No, we don't.
Do you understand?
你明白吗?
This was the end of God.
这就是神最终所要做成。
To erase all the distinctions between Jews and Gentiles.
把外邦人和犹太人中间一切的不同都抹去了。
And for the ultimate end of God,
为了神最终所要达到的那个目的,
that we would all be one.Is he and the Father are one.
所以让我们所有这些人都在他的里面成为那个一就好像他跟父是合而为一的。
So you come to Antioch.
所以你来到安提阿的时候。
And those that were scattered by the persecution of Stephen.
虽然他们是因斯蒂凡的事情而四散的门徒。
As any good Jew would do, they went out preaching the gospel only to Jews.
任何一个好的犹太人，他们都到各处去，指向犹太人传讲福音。
And then it says some shared to Greeks also.
但是这边说到，内中有些人也向希利尼人传讲。
And then it says the tremendous thing.
然后就有一个极大的
事情。And the Lord's hand was upon them. Look at verse 21.
主的手在他们的身上，我们看21节。
And the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord.
主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
This is the end of God.
这就是神的结局。
Jew and Greek in one church.
犹太人和外邦人在一个教会里面。
Chinese and Caucasians, one church.
中国人和白人，我们在一个教会里面。
African Americans, all one church.
黑人，然后跟我们都在一个教会的里面。
This is what's so encouraging.
这是何等的一个鼓舞。
In the end, in Antioch, he did his greatest work.
到最后，在安提亚这边，神做了一个奇妙的工作。
There, for the first time, was demonstrated the oneness of the body of Christ.
那个地方给我们看见了这个教会的合一。
I hope you understand this.
我相信你能够明白这个。
I think this is a very important thing.
我相信这是一件非常重要的事。
God's end is one body.
神的目的是要得到一个身体。
God's end is one church.
神的目的是要得到一个教会。
And the marvelous thing is this.
最奇妙的事情是这样。
He used the unknown and the unnamed.
他用那些没有名也不为人所知的人。
To do his greatest work.
来做他最伟大的工。
Not even a name.
都没有人的，都没有名的。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that encouragement to you and me?
对我们来讲，这不是令我们令人很鼓舞吗？
Most of us are unknown.
我们大多数人都不为人所知的。
Most of us have names. I hope.
我们也没有什么名气的。
But here, the unknown and the unnamed were used to bring about the end of God.
但是这些不为人所知的没有名的人他们却为神所用做成了这么伟大的事。
I don't know what that does for you, but I know what it does for me.
我不知道这为你对你来说意味着什么但是我知道它对我所意味。
It encourages me in the end that God can use even me.
到最后我知道神甚至可以用我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
that's the end.
这是鼓舞。
Another thing about the end,
还有另外一件事情关于这个目的。
It says the Christians were first, the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch.
在最后结局的时候告诉我们说基督门徒成为基督徒是从安提阿起。
Now that's not a title they took themselves.
这个不是他们自己称呼自己的一个名称。
It was a title of derision.
这是一个讽刺嘲讽的名称。
It was given by the world.
是这个世界称呼他们的名字。
Fawcett in his Bible dictionary said those Antiochans love to give scurrilous titles to people.
这个圣经字典所跟我们讲说安提阿人他们很喜欢去给一些起一些很带有嘲讽性的名字。
So they looked at these people and they said, who are these people?
所以他们看见这些人就说他们到底是谁呢？
All they saw in this people was Christ.
他们能看见这些人身上只有基督像基督的样子。
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the end of God?
弟兄姊妹，这个不是神最终所要的目的吗？
In the end, we're to be conformed to the image of Christ.
到最后，他的目的是让我们都能够像耶稣基督的样子。
And in the end, Antioch is the greatest testimony of Jesus.
到了最后，安提阿成了主耶稣基督最美好的见证。
Because there in that place.
就在那个地方
Even the world said, when I see them,
甚至这个世界都说当我看见这些人的时候
all I see is Christ.
我所看见的不过就是基督
Therefore, the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
这是为什么门徒在那个时候开始被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I wish people would mock us in that way.
我希望人们能这样子来嘲讽我们
I wish people would look at us and say to us,
我希望人能看人们能看见我们能够说
All I see when I look at you is Christ.
我在你身上看不见任何其他东西除了基督以外
Do you think maybe this is the end of God?
你相信这是神的目的吗？
Isn't the end of God that we would be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus?
神的目的就是到最后我们都能够被磨成耶稣基督的样子。
This is Antioch.
这就是安提阿。
This is the place of his greatest movement.
这是一个地方神做了他极大的工。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
They understood true fellowship.
他们也明白什么叫做真实的交通。
The apostles in Jerusalem heard about this great move of God.
耶路撒冷的圣徒听见了这个事情
they send Barnabas.
他们就打发巴拿巴去
Brothers and sisters, be very careful here.
弟兄姊妹这边要非常小心
There's no hint of the mother church.
这边并不是有什么母会
They weren't sending Barnabas to control.
他们并没有打发巴拿巴去控制那个地方
They weren't sending Barnabas to take over what God had already done.
他们也没有打发巴拿巴去要去把那个权力夺过来
In fellowship, they were sending one who could help.
他们在交通的里面他们差派一个人去帮助
Too often in the work of God
太经常在神的工作里头
Too often in the work of God Men take control
太多的时候在神的工作里面人来控制
Thank God Barnabas didn't take control
我们感谢主巴拿巴他没有来接管
they understood fellowship
他们明白什么叫做交通
And not only that there's another story
不仅如此还有另外一个故事
There's a story about the great famine
是关于那个极大的那个饥荒。
And those in this place Antioch,
在这个小的安提阿的地方
when the famine hit Jerusalem,
当耶路撒冷那边发生饥荒了以后
they understood fellowship.
他们明白什么叫做交通。
They sent aid to Jerusalem.
他们就把这个援助送到耶路撒冷去。
They could have said, God forgot Jerusalem.
他们可以说神啊忘掉耶路撒冷吧。
He is after one people.
他神就是在这边要得到一个人
He's done with Jerusalem.
他已经在耶路撒冷做他已经在那边做完了他的工
But they understood the real sense of fellowship.
但是他们却明白什么叫做真正的交通
I wonder, do we really understand fellowship?
我在想我们是不是真的知道什么叫做交通
Do we really know how precious fellowship is?
我们是不是真的明白交通是何等的宝贵呢
Do we really come alongside one another?
我们是不是
like Barnabas did?
我们是不是像巴拿巴那样子就是这样子来与众圣徒同行呢
Or do we try to take control of things?
还是我们愿意去把这个权力夺过来
Do we help one another?
我们是不是在这边彼此扶持呢
Do we build up one another in love?
我们是不是在爱中彼此建造呢
Do we have this exchange of fellowship that is real and living?
我们是不是有那样的一种彼此的交通是真实的是活着的
Well, it seems to me
对我来讲
that they understood real fellowship.
他们真的明白什么叫做交通
May God help us
愿神帮助我们
to see his greatest work.
能够看见他最伟大的工作
May the Lord really open our eyes.
愿这主真的开我们的眼睛。
May we see the encouragement that's in this story.
让我们能够在这个故事里边看见那个极大的鼓舞。
God will complete His work.
神要完成他的工作。
God will work in the darkest of times.
神要在最黑暗的时刻做工。
God will work in the darkest of places.
神要在那最黑暗的地方做工。
God's end is that we would experience real oneness of the body of Christ.
神的目的是让我们能够真实的经历到在基督里边的那个合一。
That there would be a living expression of the testimony of Jesus.
所以就可以有一个活的那个基督的见耶稣的见证。
An organic life.
是那个活的有机的生命。
And that we would understand real fellowship.
然后我们就可以明白什么叫做真实的交通。
This is the end.
这是结果。
This is the movement.
这是这个运动。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Lord, we say there's much in this story we don't understand.
主啊，我们承认说这个故事里头还有很多我们不明白的。
But Lord, there seems to be much in this story for us to learn.
主啊，这本故事里边我们还有更多的功课要学。
Help us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，愿你帮助我们。
Don't let us go.
不要放过我们。
We want to be a shining testimony the way these dear brethren were.
我们愿意成为像这些亲爱的圣徒所成为的那个发光的见证。
Lord, we thank you. It's all your moving.
主，我们感谢你，都是因着你的运行。
We pray you would move among us again the way you moved among them then.
我们祷告祈求，愿你像当日在他们中间所做的那样，也坐在我们的中间。
We pray you would prepare us for the days ahead.
我们愿你预备我们，装备我们，为着前面要来的黑暗的日子。
And that the testimony of Jesus would grow brightly out of the difficulties.
愿主耶稣基督的见证能够在这些患难的日子里边发光。
Lord, we pray in the end the body of Christ will really be one.
主耶稣，我们祷告说，在最后我们真能够看见基督的合一。
And we pray in the end we will be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus.
我们祈求你在最后，让我们每一个人都能够被磨成神爱子的形象。
Oh Lord, that people would say to us.
哦主啊，愿人看见我们就能够说。
We see nothing but Jesus.
我们看见除了耶稣看不见任何其他东西。
What a testimony.
这是何等的见证。
Make it so.
主啊，愿你把这件事情做成。
Move again by your spirit.
靠着你的圣灵再次在我们中间做工。
And we will give you all the glory.
然后我们就把一切的荣耀都归给你。
Amen.
Amen.